will sing for you now, just me for you, a piece, and you can give it out. This is, we do this for high holidays in my synagogue only. It's Adonai Ruhi, Psalm 23. So in my congregation we do it only high holidays for Yizkor. Okay? So that's when usually synagogues have a choir anyway, and that you do with a choir. Now that said, I sing it at funerals regularly without a choir, and just with my guitar, even though it was not written for guitar. So I will sing it for you so that you can hear it, and you can feel free to use it or not use it. It is written for soloist and choir. Okay? Shabbat service, right? There's nothing. It's not for people to hum along with me. You know, it's not that. But I wanted you to know I also write that way. This is very different. It's a very different approach. It's a very different attitude. It's a very different text, and it's the greatest piece of biblical literature ever. until Jalaluddin Rumi in the 13th century to write poetry like that again. It's that long a time. So almost 2,000 years time to write something like that. It's that once every 2,000 years. It's awesome. It's amazing text. And it's sung on very special occasions. So it shouldn't sound ordinary. It just shouldn't, to me.